Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carl Taylor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin takes first base on ball four. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall takes first base on ball four. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive towards first. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Otis reaches second base with a double. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Schall reaches second base with a double. Piniella scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schall scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Tom Chappe pinch hits for Dave McNally. Tom Chappe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappe hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Harden now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rojas scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim York now pitching. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Jim Harden. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Patek reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rojas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Patek scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis bunts towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. Rojas moves to third. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Watt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick strikes out. Two outs. Jim York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Etchy Barron for a passed ball. Taylor moves to third. York moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple pinch hits for Andy Etchy Barron. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dalrymple moves to second. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dalrymple moves to third. Hendricks moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.